Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. Well, hello everyone and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week, we're going to be talking about how some ancient herbal remedies can be used these days to be able to help us not just with our physical health, but also with our mental health. So please welcome my special guest, Tonya Jashan. How are you, Tonya?
I'm so great. Thank you so much, Natalie, for having me.
I'm very excited because you, you started your own company. You discovered these formulas and these herbs and then started your own company. So not only are you helping women, you know, with their health and mental health, but you're also helping them, you know, with their life, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And how you discovered these herbs is really quite the story. So so how did that happen?
So about 17 years ago, my husband and I were just newlyweds. You know, I was older when I got married. I was 31. He was 30, right? You know, robbed the cradle there. And we decided because we were older that we wanted to have children right away. And I was so blessed. We were so blessed that we got pregnant literally almost on our first try. So we were only 6 months married and everything was going great. And I was 14 weeks in. And I remember I was driving, I was about 3 hours from my home and I went to the restroom before I was getting in the car to drive back home. And I discovered I was bleeding. And I was like, what's going on, right? And I remember driving home, all the way home from that trip. It was about 3 hours, and I was on the phone with my husband going, I think I'm miscarrying. I think something really bad is happening right now. And so I got home, we went to the eMERGE right away, and I knew that the news wasn't going to be good. And she said, basically, they told me that you had a missed miscarriage, which means that the baby had passed away 2 weeks before I even knew it had passed away. So that was really hard to hear. And, you know, a lot of people, you don't expect it to happen to you. Like, and women, I don't know why we don't talk about miscarriage more, because so many people have had this experience and I didn't know who to talk to. And so I kept it all in myself and I said, you know what, honey, why don't we go away and get away from all of this? And so we booked a bunch of bed and breakfasts in the East Coast of Canada, which is Nova Scotia. And at the very first breakfast we had, the owner served us this most amazing loose leaf tea called Cream of Earl Grey. Now, my husband and I have always been tea drinkers, but it was like Tetley or Lipton with a splash of milk. Very Australian and very British, right? Because we're both, you know, you're from Australia, I'm from Canada. We're both kind of, you know, similar cultures.
Yeah, we're both part of the Commonwealth. Yes.
Exactly. Both part of the Commonwealth. And so when I found this tea, though, I was like, oh my gosh, is this like the best tasting tea ever? And he said, you know, I got it from a little shop down in Mahone Bay. And I said, you know what, Adam, we're going to go to this little tea shop and we're going to pick up a whole bunch of this tea. And so we went to Mahone Bay, walked in this little tea shop. It was like a little closet, but she had like wall to wall, all of these different herbs and loose leaf teas. And I was like, wow, I had no idea that this existed. Like, I knew loose leaf tea was out there, but it wasn't very popular. People were very like hesitant about loose leaf tea because, you know, you got those tea balls and you overstuff them and they pop open and it's just very messy. And people just weren't, you know, like they like the tea bag aspect because it's easier. So we brought a whole bunch of this tea home and I started researching, well, where am I going to get my tea from? Because I knew right at that moment that if I was going to start a little hobby business of getting loose leaf tea out there, I didn't want to be under someone else's umbrella. I wanted my own brand. And so I started researching, where am I going to get this loose leaf tea? It was so convenient that it was, there was a supplier that was about 3 hours from where I live. Perfect. And so I came up with the name Steeped Tea. It's now Steepology, but back then it was called Steeped Tea, and made my own little catalog. This is one of my very first catalog. It's only 10 pages long. Now the catalog is 50. And I started doing tea parties, tea events for people, to get the awareness of how great loose leaf tea tasted versus hot dog tea, which is what I call tea bags now. It's just hot dog. You don't know what's in that tea bag. And so, you know, obviously there's a lot to growing a business, and I could go and tell you all of the disappointments and failures that I had, you know, trying to launch this business. But let's just say that after many, many tries and lots of failures, I finally got this business off the ground. It became so popular within a year that I had such huge demand for tea events. I was pregnant again, which this time, touch wood, everything was going well. I was very confident that it was going to, that the baby was going to go to fruition. And so I decided that I was going to turn it into a direct selling company. And I was going to offer this opportunity to other women and men across North America to do these tea events because I needed help. I was doing upwards of 20 a month while pregnant. And so long story short, I hired our first Steepologist, that's what we call them now, in 2007. And within 4 years, I was up to about 350 consultants, Steepologists in just Ontario alone. Then we expanded into the other provinces of Canada. But our big break was when we went on Dragon's Den, which is like Shark Tank in the US, right? Went on Dragon's Den, made the deal with the dragons. They're still partners till today. Business blew up, literally. And now we offer like all kinds of, you know, health and wellness products to everyone across North America. And it's been quite the journey, but yeah, that's how it started.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the health benefits. Cause from what I understand, like when you first had that the cup of, you know, the cream of Earl Grey, that you instantly started to feel better. So
absolutely.
What are some of those health connections that you have with that?
Well, when the tea itself made me feel better because I loved the taste of it. I loved the smell of it. I loved the fact that I didn't have to put sugar or milk in it. It was all natural. You know, black tea has tons of polyphenols in it, so it's really good for you. But once I started really getting into the whole herbal world, you know, that was my very first tea. That was one that grabbed me into this world. But I needed something. I needed to investigate more on what other herbs could help me get through some of those tough times, right? Like, for instance, I was having a hard time sleeping. Well, what was I going to take that was going to help me sleep naturally? And I'll never forget it when my neighbor came over to my house and she's like, "Here, I have this sleepy tea. Do you think you can make this one?" It was a tea bag, and I'm like, "Okay, let me just check it out." So I ripped it open, I smelt it, and I looked at all the different things that were in there. Even though it was dust, it wasn't even like nice plump loose leaves. And I discovered what it was. It was licorice root, chamomile, and peppermint. And so the combination of those three herbs helped me sleep, helped me relax, right? And so from there, I started creating more herbal remedies. I introduced peppermint as a tea to, you know, for your digestive system. I introduced, what was some of the other ones? Chamomile obviously was a staple in our, I started introducing things that would help with a cold, like ginger and lemongrass, and started just really working with a lot of herbs that would help with just like everyday ailments, right? But the only problem I had with all of these great herbal teas, and I had one that was called Stress Reliever too, was that in Canada and the US, but mostly in Canada, it's very hard to make health claims if you don't have the backing of Health Canada and the FDA, right? And so I was very leery about, I had all these wonderful teas, Don't Worry, Be Happy, which was my sleepy tea. I had the peppermint, I had the chamomile, I had the ginger tea talks. All of these teas did exactly what Google told you they could do. But I was not, as a founder of the company, going to go out there and make health claims because I did not want Health Canada on my back going, you can't do this. I know a lot of companies do it because going through Health Canada is A, expensive, time consuming, and very like difficult. But in 2017, so now we're talking 10 years after the company was started, I was going through a ton of mental health issues. I was burnt out. Like I hadn't taken care of myself. I had three young children under the age of 10. I had a husband who I work with full time as CEO of the company. I have a business that is growing exponentially and I can't seem to keep up with it. And it was just all starting to get to me. And so that was when we made the decision, you know what? I need a tea that's going to help me sleep, relieve my stress, and I want to make health claims. I want other people to also drink this because mental health was so important to me. And oh my gosh, it took a year from 2017 to 2018. It took an entire year for us to get five of our Heal Thyself teas into our catalog because that's how long it took for Health Canada to approve them. It's crazy, right? And the FDA to review them. But by 2018, I had like a complete mental breakdown to the point where, you know, I was talking suicide. My husband was extremely worried about me. My doctor was worried about me. And that's when I was admitted to a mental health facility for 6 weeks. And when I came out of the facility, it was just so like serendipitous that was when we launched those five teas. And the first one was called Keep Dreaming, which was valerian root was the number one ingredient, which helps, you know, with you helps you sleep. The second one was Stay Calm, which was St. John's wort. The third one was an inflammatory tea, which was cumin and turmeric. And they all launched at the exact moment that I got out of the hospital. And so I was able to freely talk about what had happened to me, even though it was hard. It was very hard to talk about my mental health breakdown, because as a founder, you feel shamed. As a founder, you feel like you're not strong enough. You're not a leader anymore. People are going to judge you. But I just didn't care anymore because I thought, you know what? I know there's a lot of people out there that suffer from mental illness and who suffer from anxiety and stress and breakdowns. And if I'm going to lead a health and wellness company, then I'm going to have to be quite transparent about what happened. And it was awesome. The total opposite happened. People just opened up to me. Like so many people opened up to me and said, I wish you had opened up sooner because, you know, I almost went down the same path as you. And I, you know, if I had known what had happened to you, then I might not have done what I had done, right? All these crazy stories started happening. We partnered with Kids Help Phone in Canada and partnered with Crisis Text Line in the US. And now we are just such a, Yeah, we're very passionate about mental health and we donate a lot of money every single year to it.
Right.
And then, of course, COVID happened.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, which has exaggerated a lot of mental challenges that everyone is facing with that. So let's talk a little bit about that journey, because I know that there will be a lot of people who are listening, and I, you know, and myself, like I'll go through, like this is probably a couple of months ago. I had a few weeks where I'm like, oh my God, I did not feel like myself. It was hard to get out of bed. I'm like, this is not me. Like I was, you know, and then I realized, I'm like, wait a minute. Now listen closely. I know I've talked a lot about body image on this show and my own struggles with self-image in particular. And because I know there are many of you listening who have reached out to me about how I overcame those struggles, I want to share with you a very powerful tool that I know you're going to love. It's a 30-second quiz that reveals the number one thing subconsciously blocking you from weight loss goals. I can't really stress enough the value in making this first step to breaking free from those negative beliefs around food or your body. Because regardless of your body type, your eating habits, and exercise rituals, having these negative subconscious beliefs will always sabotage your weight loss goals, no matter how hard you try. Trust me, I've been there. So if you're interested, then go to notoverjustdifferent.com/health quiz to take the free quiz. And I can't wait to hear what you uncover. I saw my doctor a couple of weeks ago and changed my because I'm on hormones and all the different stuff. And I'm like, what did we change? And it was my thyroid medication. Mm. And 5 milligrams. It was just he increased it by 5 milligrams. And I just said, look, I'm not feeling great. I think it could be this. Take me back down to the other, level. And within 2 days, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like myself again. And so for me, I recognized it quickly and thought, okay, what in my environment is different, that could be, bringing this on. That's really helped me in that. So were there any indicators with you? Like, do you know why you were, feeling so challenged at the time? Was it workload or, did you discover what that was?
It was the fact that I just wasn't willing to talk about what was happening with me. I went through one miscarriage, then I had Layla. Then I went through a second miscarriage, then I had Jenna. And then Sammy was kind of like a surprise, right? So then I went on, a national television show. Literally, Sammy was only a month old when that show hit the airs. I just didn't have the downtime to process all of the things that had happened, the miscarriages, Sammy being so young when I went on this national show. I knew that I had some problems. I knew that I suffered from anxiety. I knew that I suffered from stress. It's been there since it's been there for as long as I can remember, when I was maybe 18, right? But I was so fearful of talking about it. And so I just, I always say, and I do a lot of talk on mental health, silence is a trap. When you don't talk about what's going on with you and you just hold it inside, that's when things just get worse and worse. So I'm a big advocate for talking to a therapist. I have several of them who I rotate through. But the signs, oh my gosh. Okay. Well, the signs were I stopped eating. I lost a ton of weight. I started smoking, which I never smoke. I started drinking heavily. I don't drink very heavily. I literally was a different person. And yes, it was stress load. It was things that were going on at work that were frightening me. I didn't have the right mechanisms to deal with it. I couldn't cope with what was going on. And I just literally, my body shut down. And right. If you never had it happen, and I know many women have, it is a feeling of out of control. You are looking at yourself from above going, what is happening to me right now? I can't stop shaking. I can't do anything. And so that is why I had to go to the hospital. Like I was going to go down a very, very bad path if I didn't get the help. And, in the hospital, it's not always about the therapy. It's not always about, the medicine. It's about taking the time for yourself, right? Like I remember we ate healthy at the hospital. We exercised every single day. We did art. We did meditation. We drank herbal teas. It was all about health and wellness to keep your brain healthy, yeah. Right? It's what you put in your body, your gut, your probiotics. Like I'm huge advocate for what I feed my body now. It's full of probiotics and it's full of vitamin D and super greens and loose leaf teas and matcha. Like I am very conscious of what I put in my body because it ultimately helps my brain.
Yeah. And yeah. So, and I think it sounds like, you know, three children, big, successful business, that there was no time for you, not even to have some self-reflection on,
yeah.
Why am I feeling this? You know, why am I thinking this?
Yeah.
Like, and sitting in that place as well. So it's like you're not being able to be in touch with the essence of who you are, you know. But it sounds like no. The hospital gave you the opportunity to be able to do that too.
Yeah. And it's just shame, right? Women have this shame feeling around, you know, not wanting to talk about it. I'm hoping that it's getting better. And I think it is. Like I'm seeing so much more on mental health on social media, and we're talking about it more and famous people are talking about it. And there's still this stigma around it. And I'm really dedicated to helping break that stigma. And I just keep talking about it. And I keep talking about it. And I know that the more I talk about it, the more I help people. So, yeah.
And you look amazing now. Look fantastic.
Thank you.
So, so what's changed in your routine? How do you, you know, keep yourself steady keeled?
Yeah. So it's all about the vitamins for me. So one of the other things that, so after my hospital stay, I really dove deep into health and wellness with our research and development team at work. And one of the things that I was deficient in were a lot of my vitamins, because I go for my yearly checkup, and the problem with vitamins for me was I don't like swallowing pills, and it's not because I don't like swallowing them, I just forget to take them. So I said to our team, can we develop a line of vitamins that are powder based? So I can just throw it in my smoothie, or I can just throw it in my coffee. And so that's what we did. And the very first one that we developed was vitamin D, because I was very deficient in vitamin D, which is in turn it really messes with your serotonin levels and energy levels. So we came out with the caramel mocha vitamin D, and it's FDA reviewed and Health Canada approved. And I throw that stuff in everything, like my oatmeal, in my, coffee and my teas. And it's just such it has like literally 5 calories per teaspoon, very little sugar, but just in lots of vitamin D, like I think 1,000 units per scoop or something like that. I keep on top of my vitamin D. So, and my probiotic is the second one that we came out with, which is like strawberry banana, my super greens, exercise. If I don't exercise, and I've always been an exercise person, I'm down in the dumps. I need exercise to keep my brain happy. What else do I do? Walking with my husband, making sure my relationship is stable, spending time with my kids. I make time for my kids now. I didn't make time for them 5 years ago. It was very like my business was my world. And now I realize that, my family is the most important part of my life. And so I spend a lot of time with them now too. It's balanced. My life is more balanced now.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that balance part. I mean, not that it's balanced every day, but And there are moments in life where some things take precedence. They have to. But in the long term, you're making time for everything. That's so awesome.
Yes.
And so I suppose the other thing that, as we get older, we have different needs. Like our body, we need different vitamins. We need different, supplements and things, to help with the way that our bodies are completely recalibrating going through menopause.
Yeah.
Like our bodies and our brains are recalibrating. So what are some of the things that would really benefit us at this time of our life?
Yeah, so I just turned 50. And I swear, I turned 50 in January and everything just seemed to happen all at once. Like my back went out. I had like something going on with my head. Oh my gosh, it was just like, what is going on? But I've been in premenopause for a year or two now. So, you know, it's sucking the energy out of me for sure. So I have to keep up on my, and the sleep sleep has not been good for me at all. So now I'm really like every day I take the Keep Dreaming. I sprinkle lavender oil on my, I have a whole sleep regime now, which I never had before. I used to be able to just go to bed and fall asleep. Now it's like, I have this whole regime, you know, have my tea. Then I have my sprinkle my oil on. I have a face mask. I hear earplugs. Like it's like, oh my gosh, but it works. It's great. And then for my energy, I drink matcha. Have you ever heard of matcha?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we are like one of the number one sellers of matcha in North America. It is our number one selling product. We have, oh my gosh, 30 different flavors of matcha, all naturally flavored, no artificial flavors, junk or anything. It's matcha number one ingredient. I take that every morning before my workout and it just gives me that zing that I need to give me that energy. And then of course, femininity. When my period comes, a week before my period comes, I'm drinking the femininity, which is also Health Canada approved and FDA reviewed, and it's fennel seed, holy basil, and spearmint, I think. And that just helps take the bloat away. It helps with my mood. Now we are coming out. I'm very excited. We have a menopause product that is in the hands right now of Health Canada and the FDA. So we're very excited to get that release soon. And it is a true menopause product that's going to help people with hot flashes, which, touch wood, I don't have that yet. But when I do, I know where I'm going to go. So those are the things that I do now as a 50-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a few years ahead of you, so, you know.
You look amazing, by the way.
I also do the matcha as well. It's like the superfood.
Do you?
It's amazing, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to totally send you some. We have to send you some matcha.
Okay. Well, Tanya, it's been awesome speaking with you today. And I know
you
that
too.
You have such a wealth of like, and that's the thing, we don't have to necessarily go to, you know, pharmaceuticals and medical to be able to get a good balance in our health and not just in our body, but with our mind as well. So if people wanted to reach out to you, how do they connect? And we'll make sure that we put a link in the show notes as well so you guys can connect directly as well.
Yeah, well, you can find me under Tanya Jashan at Instagram. It's basically Tanya Jashan on LinkedIn and Tanya Jashan on Facebook. So that's as simple as it gets. And our company is Sipology. And you can find Sipology on all of those channels as well.
Wonderful. Well, darling, thank you so much for your time today. And
thank you so much.
And thank you for everything that you're doing to help women.
You're very welcome. Thank you too.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our Welcome Pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.